We're at St Anne's Church in Bagshot. We've just had the hustings for the county council elections for this division. And I'm talking to Chris Williams, who is the moderator, let's say, of the Left of Lightwater blog, which has gained quite a lot of infamy in the community. Chris, I just wanted to ask you as a political pundit, because I think that, I've read a lot of the blogs that you've written, and I think that, you seem to have a fair understanding of how these things work. What's your view on how tonight went?
I thought it was really interesting, actually. I think what we saw tonight was two people, Mike Goodman and Ruth Hutchinson, play the kind of local amateur card of the people. Not very slick, not that professional, but saying that they're from the community and part of it and they're experienced in working with it. And the third candidate, Richard Wilson, I thought he was very slick, very professional. He'd obviously rehearsed his speeches much more.
But to be fair, Chris, he has done it a few times, hasn't he?
Well, they do call him the candidate for a reason, don't they? He's a man who likes to run more than Mo Farah, I think. But I think that, what we saw was a couple of people who were, let's be honest, it's going to be between Mike and Ruth, I should have thought. It's a pity that UKIP couldn't show their face tonight.
But to be fair, the fella lives in Woking. He's a paper candidate, let's face it.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that says it all. I think that UKIP are committed to putting 81 candidates down, just trying to pick people up. You can't be bothered. And I hope that the voters can't be bothered putting their cross next to his name on the form. What I did think was interesting, though, was compare Mike and Ruth, Mike had obviously had a lot more help from the party. And obviously here in the audience, there's an awful lot of Conservative councillors.
Myself included.
Yourself included, yeah. But there's some very obviously planted questions designed to really help Mike. Now, obviously, when you're a councillor, you need all the help you can get, as you well know. It did make me laugh, though, about the, is this really a consultative format of having some kind of hustings when half the audience are from your party and helping you out?
But to be fair, everybody had an invite. I mean, I got an email from the Bagshot Society, which I assume went out to all residents of Bagshot and wider. It is disappointing, the turnout.
I completely agree, and I think, it says a lot that you and I are about the youngest people here. I mean, God help us all. But Ruth Hutchinson made a really interesting point about, can we take these things into the sixth form centres? How do we get young people involved? And I think that would be really good to get, these three in front of, 100 sixth formers and get some proper questions from people who aren't intimidated, aren't inhibited in what they say, and will say the things that really matter. Speaking of which, I'd say that what was really interesting about the questions was that there was such a focus on the very, very local issues, the parish level issues, I'd say. And I think that really tells us, firstly, that people don't understand three tiers of local government, and secondly, if you want to win, you need to be really in there with the community.
Oh, I'll totally agree with that. And two of the candidates that you've mentioned there, Ruth and Mike, I think fit that category. I mean, to be fair to Richard, it's no secret, I disagree with virtually everything that he says. But, you can't take it away from the fella. He is a campaigner.
He's a trier. God loves a trier.
Yeah, God loves a trier and all the rest of it. But I shouldn't even be saying this as a Conservative, but I will. I was very impressed by Ruth Hutchinson. No one can take it away from her. She is very committed to her community. She is at every meeting going, and she understands the issues. But I think that her parish experience helps her there.
Oh, definitely. And, I think there's a real stepping stone of being a councillor. I think parish is a great place to start. But then I think a couple of years at borough level would really help people. And I think county should be a natural progression. I hope Mike isn't trying to jump two steps too far. But to be honest with you, he's almost certainly going to win. And I'm sure he'll be a fine foot soldier.
I think he'll be more than a foot soldier going forward, actually. I mean, I've got to know Mike over the last year or so, and I've got to say, I think he's got a good career ahead of him politically in the local community. and his heart is definitely in the right place, I would say.
I think he's definitely got the commitment. You can see that from what he was talking about today. You know, yes, he'll put his business interests to one side. He's semi-retired, so he's got the time to put into it, and which is quite common amongst our county councillors, you know. And I guess you have to be. It's such a big commitment. You have to have that level of time to do it.
But it doesn't... The whole makeup, in my view, of county council doesn't encourage younger candidates. You know, I mean, they have all the meetings during the day, for a start, midweek, Monday to Friday. Yeah. And people like you and me, who have real jobs, yeah. You know, just couldn't possibly do it. No way. Our employees wouldn't have it.
Couldn't even consider doing it. And to which I go back to something I said a long time ago, that perhaps it's time to consider paying councillors properly so people can choose it as a career option. If we want the best people making the best decisions, we've got to get the best people in there. And you're immediately cutting out a huge proportion of intelligent working people because they can't afford to be a councillor. And
I think there's something in that. That my only concern is these people, blaggers getting in, yeah. You know, just for the money.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. But you know, you would hope that you know people would try a bit harder in the campaigns, and maybe they could get a bit more public participation in the whole local democratic process. Then maybe. That would kind of weed its way out anyway.
Well, Chris Williams, thanks very much. Really appreciate your time. Your opinion's always appreciated.
Thanks a lot. Good to speak to you. Cheers.